With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he had a very productive phone call with Russian President Putin the other day. Mr. Trump and Putin spoke as the former works to negotiate an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. And the two leaders have agreed to meet in person in Hungary at some point. Later today, Mr. Trump will host his Ukrainian counterpart at the White House.
At a White House meeting, Ukrainian President Zelensky is expected to request approval to obtain Tomahawk cruise missiles, which could allow Ukraine to strike targets deep into Russia. Last weekend, Donald Trump said he may give the go-ahead if Moscow doesn't end its war soon. He's eager to end the conflict after brokering the Gaza war ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A one-time Trump aide turned critic is in big trouble. He's been indicted.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former national security advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C. in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. Federal grand jury in Fort Worth has indicted two people in connection with an attack on an ICE detention center in Texas several months ago. The two are allegedly Antifa members. President Trump has ordered Antifa to be classified as a domestic terrorist organization. Stock futures sharply lower this morning following a renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions. Dow futures down 374. The Nasdaq futures are off 334 points. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the sex change business.
Fenway Health Center in Boston says it will no longer perform so-called gender transition surgeries on children now that the Trump administration has threatened to withdraw federal funding from any facility that does them. A growing number of major hospitals have abandoned sex change operations on kids, and more are expected to do so in coming weeks. More than half of the states have also passed laws that ban these kinds of surgeries on minors. Michael Harrington reporting.
Oklahoma's new public school superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that required schools to place Bibles in classrooms and incorporate the scriptures into lesson plans for students. The directive last year from former Superintendent Ryan Walters prompted a lawsuit from various liberal groups that is pending before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. It was to have applied to students in grades 5 through 12. This is SRN News. There's going to be quite a celestial show next week as two stunningly green comets illuminate the night sky.
And they're visible to skygazers in the northern hemisphere. Both hail from the outer edges of our solar system. Comet Lemon will have its closest brush with Earth on or around Tuesday. To spot the pair, go outside just after sunset and look for Comet Lemon close to the horizon. Comet Swan is traveling away from the sun and will also be near the horizon, but to the southwest. The comets appear green because of gases streaming off their surfaces. From Earth, they'll look like gray, fuzzy patches. Keith Peters, Washington.
The feds have rejected a mining company's bid to go after more than 6 million tons of coal beneath the National Forest in Utah. It is the third proposed coal sale from public lands in the West to fall through this month. More details at srnnews.com.